I wanted to wrap with Brannicus.
Yo.
And just kind of touch on his perspective during
This first one is really just the build-up all of a sudden to opening up the very first day. So this time period is when I was roughly about 10 years old. By then, I had already established myself as just a genius, lyrically. A lyrical genius by the age of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I grew up on the dairy farm, so it was radical. What I love about hearing these talks is it's like a walk down memory lane for me. My job on the dairy was like feeding the calves and mowing the lawns, which there was a lot of lawns. It sucked.
Well, it's a golf course now.
Yeah. There's even more lawns now. There's even more responsibility there. Yeah, man. I mean, it's been such a cool thing to get to watch. I mean, growing up in this is pretty sweet. And so getting to hear Trav just rhyme and rap about the history is just, it's cool.
Yeah, totally. So what were your earliest memories of the dairy? You just sort of touched up a little bit on your chore list to a certain extent.
Well, I didn't say one of the things that my big job was to spray out the manure out of the milking barn.
Ooh.
It was super rad. But, you know, the dairy was awesome. I mean, it was just wide open, free, tons of property and land to just mosh around on. We had little motorcycles and quads and three-wheelers and stuff, and building forts everywhere, just throwing mud at cows, doing weird, stupid stuff. But it was awesome. You know, I grew up on there with my siblings, Dana and Jones. Jonah Drew. And it was just fun, man. It was a blast. We lived in a mobile home. It was awesome.
Yeah. Simple times.
You used to come over all the time. Do you remember?
Yeah.
This was one of the best times ever would be this. We'd do this thing. This was like high tech for us.
We had our
home phone in the mobile house. You know, the mobile house. That's what they called them back then. Shane Tappan also, guys. I was just wanting to, side note. Shane Tappan, the ex-intern, is on the couch now.
Hello.
The barn had a little office, which is more like a little closet, but it had a phone in there as well.
Separate line.
Dana and I would go in there, and Mark would be like, you know, staying over, because you guys lived in Bend, and so you'd drive over, and you'd crash with us for like 2 weeks or whatever back then. And so Dana and I and you know, your siblings would go out into the barn, and we'd call the house phone and be like, hey. Jonah would answer, be like, hello? He's like, you know, he's like four.
Yeah.
And we're like, we have your brother. They're like, who is this? We're like, he's dead. He's on the deck. He's dead. And I go and I lay out on the deck and I just like pretend that I'm dead, you know?
Yeah.
And
brutal.
He'd be like, you guys would be like crying and stuff. It was the best, man. Pranks on
Dana's,
the dairy.
Yeah, Dana. That's
she still
the
is.
That's
she's
the humble
a,
beginnings. She pranks her kids like there's no tomorrow.
She's a professional pranker. But
toothpaste,
you know what?
In the cupcakes.
Growing up on the dairy farm, there's nothing like it, dude. It's a lifestyle that you get to enjoy. You know, family's always working. They're all there. Yeah. So it's just awesome. Good old
it was.
Days.
I mean, those are some of my favorite memories as a kid, other than the prank calls that we thought you were dead.
Oh, yeah.
Or we were going to be murdered.
Someone's going to murder us.
I was like six, seven, you know. I didn't know.
A weird one, too. I remember it like, this is kind of stupid, but I remember standing on the fences with my cousin and just, we'd have like peeing battles to see who could pee out the farthest. That's pretty awesome.
Who won?
Probably him. He's a stud.
Was that Clayton?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's, you know, those Reinhardts are competitive. So while that is going on, that's your world. That's our world to a certain extent when I get to be a part of it and visit and hang out. But during that time, your grandpa had started up River City RV.
Oh, yeah.
And do you remember what that was like?
My mom's dad, my other grandpa, he passed away when I was seven.
Yeah.
But he was an engineer. Yeah, your grandpa too. He was an engineer at Disneyland. And so my mom grew up, you know, going to Disneyland all the time.
Mm.
So when we were little kids, that was like once every couple of years, we'd mash down to Disneyland. You know, and you actually, when you were little, like you lived in L.A.
Yeah, totally.
And so I'm sure you went to Disneyland too, right? Yep. And so it was just, it became this thing for us. And so going to Disneyland, so we would actually, I remember we'd borrow an RV. That's all I really remember. We'd borrow an RV and we would put a TV in it and we would watch Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Nice.
And we'd have it recorded. You remember how on VHS he used to record like shows?
Right off
so
the
we
TV.
Would watch it and it was always like, Dad, how much longer? It'd be like, three more episodes of Pee-wee's Playhouse. Like, okay. Cool. That's how we measured time off of Pee-wee's Playhouse. That's how time was. Like, hey, go to your room. For how long? A third of a Pee-wee's Playhouse episode.
Yeah. So, okay. Also, the DEQ came in, said you had to eliminate the herd in half, and you guys had to lay off some of the help you had because you couldn't afford to have them anymore. So it was just your Uncle Trav and your dad. Do you remember your dad ever expressing any interest in taking a job with your grandpa at River City RV?
No, man, I don't remember. I remember my dad tripping out on not knowing what to do, really, and talking about, actually, Walmart was coming in at the time. And he was like, dude, I'll just go get a job at Walmart. And my dad was the kind of guy who was like, I'll do whatever. I don't care. And I'll do it and I'll be unreal at it. He liked working hard. I mean, a funny story, dude. We have a horse now, Noah, who he's a stud.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I went and bought hay for the first time ever. I bought 40 bales, but it was out by Fort Vinoy, right by the old stomping grounds, dude, of our old dairy farm. And the guy that we bought it off of, he knew my dad, dude. And he was just telling me how he's like, dude, your dad, he used to just bust his butt, man. He was just the hardest worker ever, you know? And I'm like, oh, man. I mean, it wasn't just my perspective. He was just willing to do whatever, but he would do it unreal to the best of his ability, you know? And so if he was going to work at Walmart, he'd be the best freaking employee Walmart ever had, you know, that kind of stuff. And so that was what I did recall. He also was really good at, like, kind of hiding it from us. Any kind of concern. He didn't want us to worry. He wanted us to be kids and have fun, you know, and go play with our Ninja Turtles and stuff, you know, and not have to worry about life.
That was my wondering, too, was, like, how much did you guys even know? Probably not a lot, you know, of, like, how gnarly it was.
I just knew it was something serious. We ended up getting rid of all the cows. We sold them all. So it was like, what is happening?
Right, yeah.
You know, like, okay, like, am I not going to live on the dairy anymore? Like,
say the herd is sold. You know something's going on, but you're not necessarily worried about it.
My dad was a freaking man, you know? Like, he was like a man's man. He was just a beefcake that you freaking knew he was going to take care of you.
Yeah.
And when they finally, you know, went and did their whole travelings, figured out they're doing coffee, all that stuff, they came down with Paul Layton, you know, into the old milk barn. And in there, you know, they just started concocting beverages, learning the whole espresso scheme. And coffee was gross to me. I mean, I was 10, you know, I was like, this is freaking nasty. They wanted to see what good mochas would be.
Yeah.
So they use all kinds of stuff, you know, Hershey's Quick with it. They use powdered stuff. Girardelli's. But they ended up just like finding that Valley of the Rogue Dairy's chocolate milk was just bomb.
That Valley of the Rogue chocolate milk carton. Yeah.
I would take those pints and put them in the freezer at home.
Mm.
And then I would drink them. And they were so good. It was like having a milkshake because it wouldn't freeze solid. You know, we didn't have that nice of a freezer, but but yeah. So I mean, back at the dairy times though, and pre day one opening with that chocolate milk discovery, bro, I had so many hot chocolates. You can imagine, it was unreal. Still to this day, the best hot chocolate. Okay, Shane, you might want to pay attention to this. Take notes. Put it in your phone. Write it down. Best hot chocolate I've discovered from my taste buds of a 10-year-old was a hot chocolate with like a half a scoop of orge.
Oh, you know that almond.
Yeah, we don't have it anymore. We used to have orge, bro.
We don't have almond anymore?
We have almond.
But not orge.
It's not orge, bro.
Does almond taste different than orge?
It almost tasted cherry, like a cherry.
Yeah,
kind of
that was what I always hint thought. To it. Amaretto.
Amaretto. But it
so
was
orge doesn't taste orge. The same as almond, huh?
I don't believe so.
Dang, we need to get some orge again.
What's up? Where's that orge?
I thought that was a fancy word for orange.
No, it's definitely not orange.
I don't know what you guys are doing after this. We'll just go get some hot chocolate. I remember it was like a party in there.
Yeah.
You know, we'd have neighbors over, we'd have everybody over, and it was just a party in the milk barn. Everybody just drinking whatever beverage was they're working on. It was bitching.
This brings me to my last point to wrap up this first segment. Were you like stoked? Were you like really excited that they were going to venture off and do this whole new business? Or were you just kind of like, huh?
Oh, yeah. It was cool.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll get into it later, but I mean, I worked in the stands when I was like 12.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was fun.
We will get into that
and
coming soon.
So like to me, when I saw it, being a kid, I just wanted to be whatever my dad was. You know what I mean? He was a dairy farmer. I wanted to be a dairy farmer. He was a real estate agent for a bit. I wanted to do real estate, you know? So now it's like coffee. I'm like, cool. I'm like, I ain't drinking that stuff, but I'll go do that stuff. And I followed him.
Yeah.
You know, when you have somebody that you look up to and father figure and mentor, he was up until the time he passed. He was the guy that I sought wisdom from? Any kind of input, like he was the dude. I could see the excitement in him. So I was like, this has to be cool. If my dad thinks it's cool, this is cool.
Probably a lot of you guys know, but for those of you who don't, that was the nickname for him, was the wise man.
Yeah.
For a good reason, no doubt.
Well, just cheers.
Thank you, Brant. We'll dive into the second episode here in a little bit, you know, let everybody hear that. And
as we continue down the path of the history of the Dutch Bros Coffee.
The stroll down memory lane.
Boom. Awesome. Well, until next time.
Thanks, brother.
Woo!